With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you will not want to miss. It is a jam-packed show, and it's a live show. You could call us at 312-642-5600. We are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online, beautiful new website, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. So on Get Down to Business, we talk all about how to present yourself properly, how to have your brand, how to tell your story, and there's nobody that knows how to do that better than our first guest on Get Down to Business tonight. I'm joined here in studio by Sheldon Helfgott, the president of the Shellwright Group, and you've helped many tens of thousands of people. That's correct, tens of thousands of people tell their story. Sheldon, it's an honor and privilege to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Shalom. Pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. So let's start with your background. You could start by telling your story. How did you end up in this line of work, and why are you so passionate about it?
Well, for over 20 years, I was in the apparel industry, both wholesale and retail. And during that period of time, you transition. Lines end, retail stores end. As you see today, the big boxes are closing. And one of my very, very good friends, who was the head of all retailing on the West Coast, said to me, "Why don't you have your resume done professionally?" I said to him, "I didn't know there was such a thing as that type of company." I went and did it, and I liked it so much. I was the Victor Kiam story with the chic shaver. I bought the company, and that's how they started the Shellwright Group.
So on the high end, what kind of individuals are you dealing with? I guess what's the spectrum? What kind of people that are in transition are you speaking with? I know you've worked with tens of thousands of people. Who are you helping, and who are you helping tell their stories?
The stories are told for everybody. Everybody needs to have a brand. Certainly, I'll work with somebody just out of college, and that's really a pleasure to do that because they're a client of mine for the rest of their lives. But in today's marketplace, and particularly with our location in Deerfield, we have every major Fortune 500 company within presence of our office, and senior-level executives in transition is a big focus of what we do today.
Absolutely. So resumes, is that the only thing that somebody in transition needs, or do they need more help than that?
Everybody who sits in the seats, and I've worked with over 10,000 clients, have the same needs. Number one is that their best friend will say, "Well, get me your resume. I'm going to help you in your transition." Number two, in today's times, typically they need a bio sheet. They need to have the most important area of all, a LinkedIn profile.
So for folks that have an impressive, for lack of a better term, resume, that have an impressive bio and bit of experience, right, but they haven't been in the job search for a while, maybe they're not yet in the job search, do you recommend having the work done so they have their story written out in written form?
First of all, it always starts from the story. You have to have a story. You have to be comfortable in telling that story. So we work with them both from interview profiling to job selection. There's not an area which we would call outplacement to help them in their transition. Even a person who's gainfully employed needs to always have a resume ready to go. You never know what day that recruiter is going to find them and say, "I've got something for you. Send me your resume."
We're chatting with Sheldon Helfgott, the president of the Shellwright Group, a true go-to on career guidance, as well as a master networker. And certainly we're getting many fantastic tips over here. But Sheldon, when folks see a resume that you worked on, is there a Sheldon seal of excellence? Is there, how do you make your mark on people's stories?
It's a style, both in formatting, both in verbiage, as well as the story that they tell. Very typically, most people will come to me and they'll have a resume that I would call done in a funnel style. It's very wide and it narrows to the final aspect of saying references are available upon request. It's really not the style that I like to do. People talk about doing two things, both chronological resume and functional resume. I like to combine both function and chronological order in a resume where I set the hooks with keywords, because in today's times, versus a person or a human being reading your resume, computers are reading them, and you have to have keywords within the search.
Absolutely. So what about size of a resume? You mentioned that you're working with folks that might be right out of college, as well as accomplished executives like you were when you were leaving your professional positions, and you worked on your resume. What was the size of your resume when you started looking?
Great. Mine was typically a two-page resume.
Okay.
People just out of college, for the most part, unless they have tremendous amount of activities and internships, they are a one-page resume. But senior-level executives with three or four jobs over the period of time in a functional style, they're going to have two pages. Anytime you see more than that, it's called a curriculum vitae, and that's really for the educational component and or medical.
Okay, very interesting. So so far we've heard from Sheldon Helfgott, again, the president of the Shellride Group, a lot of the do's of the resume. What about the don'ts? What are the things that you've seen and you just shake your head and say, did that really just happen?
Well, more importantly is that most people think that putting duties and responsibilities is doing themselves a favor. The reality is there is no recruiter out there that hires you for duties and responsibilities. No company will. They want accomplishments. And therefore, we try to build the accomplishment base because that's what I'm buying. A person, if you could do it for them, you certainly could do it for our company.
The old adage is it's not what you know, it's who you know. And I know you are certainly a very experienced master networker, I'll put it that way. And you have met many thousands of people. And then the beautiful thing about your work, Sheldon, is that you have stayed in touch with so many people and your reputation is stellar. But what advice do you have for our listeners that might be getting out there? Maybe they're recently in transition. Maybe they're starting to put some feelers out there. They're starting to think about other opportunities that might be out there. How can they network? What advice do you have about meeting people beyond the resume?
That is a great question to ponder. So people come in and they say, I need a new job. I'm working for home. I'm working. I don't have time. But I must tell you must make time. Where we used to wait 20 years ago for the Chicago Sunday Tribune to come out with their job section, their job section's down to two pages in today's times. The number one way to find your next job, and 90% of people find it, is through networking.
Absolutely. Networking really does make an impact. And so I know that actually your office is a fantastic place for networking because of the people that you are so closely affiliated with. But tell us a little bit about some of your suggested networking venues. How, if somebody doesn't know about networking, where can they start?
Yeah, you always start online. And throughout the Chicagoland area, whether it's the Chamber of Commerce in your own neighborhood that has literally hundreds of businesses that are participants within the Chamber of Commerce. There's many other great networking groups. And certainly if your listeners will get in touch with me, I'd love to put them in touch with even our own networking group, which is the Masterminds.
Absolutely. And speaking of online networking, LinkedIn is obviously critical. And Sheldon, does your services include LinkedIn profile writing and cleanup?
100%.
Absolutely. And actually, interestingly enough, later in the program, we'll be talking with John Weber, who I connected with through LinkedIn. So LinkedIn really is the best way to maintain relationships. But as I always say, it's a tool. It's a tool, not a replacement for the in-person stuff.
And if you'll notice, that tool has changed over the last few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
The company has been sold to Microsoft. They've changed the whole look of the profile, the manner of how you will connect with people, and they want it really to be a money generation company for themselves, whereas more it was a participant in the past.
Well, that's why you need to talk to Sheldon Helfgott, because he can he stays abreast of the changes and can help you stand out, whether it's a resume, LinkedIn, or just professional career guidance. Sheldon, your knowledge is impressive, and surely our listeners will want to learn more about your services and your work. How can people get a hold of you?
Very simply, my main number is 847-253-5333. For texting purposes, 847-814-6603. And my website is resumestrategy.com.
Oh, that says it all, resumestrategy.com. Sheldon Helfgott of the Shellwright Group, thank you so much for joining us here on Get Down to Business. Would love to pick your brain on advice in the future. Coming up after this very quick break, we've got more tips, advice, and information. You're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Get Down to Business, and we'll be right back after these quick messages.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the WoodfieldNissan.com Traffic Center.
Taking a look at the roads, north side CTA red line closures, Broadway between Wilson and Leland, Wilson between Broadway and Racine through 4 a.m. tomorrow. CTA is rerouting buses around that closure in the meantime. Headed inbound on the Kennedy, you're slowing O'Hare extension to Canfield and from Montrose to Division, 24 from O'Hare, 13 from the Junction. Outbound to Montrose takes you 15 in the locals, 10 in the express, 29 out to O'Hare, jammed eastbound on the 190 extension coming out of the airport as well. Outbound Ike stopping and going between Kedzie and Ridgeland. You're looking at 29 to Mannheim, 40 out to Thorndale. Stevenson in from 355 will cost you 39, 28 from the Tri-State. Right now in Chicago, 34 and overcast, but dropping to 30 overnight with snow. A winter weather advisory in effect till tomorrow. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Do you own or run a business in Illinois that succeeded in this challenging economic environment? If so, we want to hear about it. AM 560's Business Tour 2017, presented by Signature Bank, will be highlighting business success stories. Tell us your story and be a part of a live broadcast of Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan and Amy. Find out more and submit your information at 560theanswer.com/business. That's 560theanswer.com/business.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
We've got to figure out a way to save energy, babe. Our heating bills are crazy.
See this?
Whoa, what's that? A new remote?
It is. Hmm. Budget Blinds was here this morning and installed these motorized shades in the kitchen. Come here, watch.
So I just sit here. They open, they close. This is really very cool.
Yeah, Budget Blinds comes in and measures, then they install everything. Oh, you didn't have to lift a finger, right?
Hey, I like that almost as much as the remote, but we were talking about saving energy.
Yes, right. See, the shades are also on a timer.
A timer?
You program the timer to open them in the morning and let the sun in, then close in the evening to keep in the warmth.
Maybe we should do the rest of the house.
What a great idea, honey.
Right now, during Budget Blinds Luxury Within Reach event, motorized window coverings are more affordable than ever. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now, before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business. Well, last week we had a very special day. Wednesday, March 8th was International Women's Day. And this year's theme was Be Bold for Change, a theme that resonates quite well as it applies to financial investments as well. But there's a disconnect between men and women when it comes to managing investments. So I am thrilled to be joined on Get Down to Business by Holly Fagan, the head of BlackRock's registered investment advisor team. And BlackRock recently conducted a very interesting survey, and it's thrilled to be joined by Holly to discuss that that study with us. Holly, welcome to Get Down to Business. Holly, are you with us? Hang on.
Yes, I am.
Oh, fantastic. Now we got you. A little technical issue over there. So,
thank you for having it.
Absolutely. So, interesting study, interesting survey conducted. And my understanding is that 42% of millennial women feel confident about their financial future compared to 70% of millennial men. Holly, why the difference over here?
You know, I don't think it's just unique in the sense of millennial women. I think that it's, you know, look, I'm a Gen Xer. I'm raising a Gen Z daughter, and I think, and I'm the daughter of a baby boomer. So I think that if across the lines, you know, regardless of your age, women just aren't as confident investing, and it's just something that they're not interested in. I think primarily because when they think about finance and money, what occurs to them first is how do they make ends meet when it is about their budget and, you know, weekly getting through day to day. And they tend to put themselves behind getting their children off to school, getting into good colleges, their, you know, vacation, their second home, and they don't plan as much for their own retirement.
Well, women all over the country are taking a role in leadership positions. But I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the importance of women taking an active role in investing and managing a family's finances, and how women should and can feel empowered to change their investment approach. And I know that you've worked with countless clients around the country on helping them take that control and take that message forward. So what have you been seeing? What have you been hearing from your clients? And what advice do you have on how women can take can be empowered to make those decisions?
Yeah, no, thank you. So I think a lot of it is just because they're not familiar and they don't understand it. And a lot of it is in our hands, people that work in the industry. We need to talk to women in the terms that they understand. Because they are interested, but you can't, a lot of it, the industry jargon gets in the way of women understanding what it is that they need to do in terms of being empowered. So if you ask them about putting together their family's budget, how are they going to afford to get their kids off to school, those are the terms that they understand. If you talk to them about, you know, I actually compare it a lot to, you know, having a personal trainer. People don't want to have a personal trainer. You think, like, why do I need a personal trainer? And a lot of times you need a personal trainer because it keeps you disciplined and on track. And it's not that dissimilar to investing. And if you talk to women in terms that resonate with them, something that's meaningful to them, then they understand it. But I think a lot of what happens in the industry is there's jargon that's used, and women don't understand industry jargon. What they understand is what's important to them and the meaningful decisions that they can make with their money and the finances. And so if you talk to them in terms that are important to them about making this decision will lead to that decision, which will allow my child to go to the college that they want to, or will allow me to live, you know, the retirement lifestyle that I had intended for myself, that's important to them. But when you talk to, you know, women about asset allocation or diversification or lots of the industry jargon, I think it puts women off, and they don't understand it. And so I think we as an industry have to do a better job of educating women on and talk to them in the terms that they understand.
Interesting. So once again, we're chatting with Holly Fagan, the head of BlackRock's registered investment advisor team. And Holly, we've been talking about the Global Investor Pulse survey, which some very interesting statistics there regarding, again, how millennial women versus millennial men feel confident about their financial future. But one of the other interesting statistics that were demonstrated in that survey are 40% of women show familiarity with exchange traded funds versus 36% of men. So curious if you can share the ABCs of ETFs, exchange-traded funds, and I guess in particular how exchange-traded funds sort of offer that investment diversification that I know your team talks so much about.
Yeah, so exchange-traded funds are no different than owning individual stocks. So they can allow you to get an allocation or diversification across a broad spectrum of stocks or bonds, as opposed to owning individual security risk of one particular company that you may be invested in or a particular sector. And so you get exposure to a broad segment of the market as opposed to just owning one underlying investment. And I think, and again, tying it back to, you know, women and investing, I think that, you know, empowering women means educating them and allowing them to understand what they're investing in. And the benefit of investing in an ETF is that instead of just buying, you know, one particular security or one particular company, you're getting access to a broad range of companies or sectors or a country or a particular part of the market that you may be interested in at a very low cost.
Very interesting. So once again, Holly Fagan of BlackRock, you are an excellent spokesperson for International Women's Day, which we celebrated last week. Holly, curious how your team celebrated and what else have you been seeing in regards to women, whether it's women entrepreneurs, women business owners, and I guess what inspires you and what are you looking forward to over the coming year in regards to women in leadership positions?
Oh, that's such a great question. So how we celebrated at BlackRock, we had lots of things happening internally, but one of the things that I'm very proud of is we hosted an event at our firm in New York City with lots of clients that were able to participate and be educated about, you know, BlackRock and paying it forward in terms of not only leadership and women in leadership positions, but also educating them on investing. And then we were also part of an event that happened to recognize Women on Wall Street that was hosted by Investment News. So we did lots of, you know, wonderful things. But I think what I'm most passionate about is, you know, making sure that not only, you know, the women that I work with, my colleagues that are part of my team, are feel like they're empowered, but making sure that, you know, I'm paying it forward for younger people and giving them access to information, education, so that they can be informed investors and feel like they have control over their future and the outcomes that are most important to them.
Well, that's a great message. And hopefully our listeners can make sure that International Women's Day is not just celebrated on one day on the calendar, but actually, you know, you could continue to spot ways to be inspired and ways to continue to do more to continue that message that once again, our guest, Holly Fagan of BlackRock, just shared with us. So many, many thanks for you joining us on the program. If our listeners want to learn more about that survey that your team conducted or learn more about the ETFs that you discussed so well on the program, where can they find that information?
You can go to BlackRock.com.
Fantastic. BlackRock.com. And I know that that's where they can also get a hold of the rest of your team. Holly Fagan of BlackRock Investing, thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Oh, it's my pleasure. No, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And we look forward to following up with you on future surveys. And certainly thank you for those words of inspiration. Get Down to Business is powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them on their beautiful new website, tandemhr.com. They have a fantastic blog. And you could also give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. Tell them Shalom from Get Down to Business sent you. And you can continue to call in with your questions, comments, feedback. It is a live show, and you can dial us at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600, or get on my website, shalomkline.com. That's where you could download podcasts from Get Down to Business and find out sneak peek of who's going to be on next week on the show, all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. After these quick messages, we'll be back with John Weber with some more tips, advice, and information for you. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship, and we'll be right back.
On March 22nd, AM 560 and MyPillow proudly present Trump, the first 100 days. And thanks to all of you, the event is completely sold out. And we just want to thank all of our sponsors for making this great event possible. Gatto Industrial Platers, Woodfield Nissan, My Parts Garage, and Patriot Mobile. Visit MyPillow.com and use the discount code 100days to purchase the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. After Trump campaign consultant Roger Stone admitted he exchanged emails with a hacker who claimed he broke into the DNC, Republican Senator John McCain calling for a thorough investigation.
This whole issue of the relationship with the Russians and who communicated with them and under what circumstances clearly cries out for investigation.
McCain on CNN State of the Union. Severe weather heading to the Northeast.
A blizzard watch is in place along the East Coast from New York to Boston, and a winter storm watch has been issued from Virginia to Maine. A nor'easter moves up the East Coast late Monday into Tuesday and threatens to drop as much as 2 feet of snow in isolated areas. Wind gusts will reach 50 miles per hour on Tuesday afternoon.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. For the first time in the school's history, Northwestern invited to the NCAA tournament. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the WoodfieldNissan.com Traffic Center.
Here's a check of your Chicagoland roads. You're moving well on both sides of the Edens Expressway. Taking it just 19 apiece between Lake Cook and the Kennedy. Coming in on the Kennedy, we'll take you 24 from O'Hare to the Burn Interchange downtown, 13 from Montrose. Back to Montrose at 13 Local 8 Express. Those are all cleared up. 27 out to the airport. Inbound 190 extension jammed coming out of the airport, clearing up after the tri-state. Outbound Eisenhower slows Kedzie to Ridgeland, taking you 20 to Mannheim, 33 to Thorndale. No delays in. Inbound Stevenson in from 355 at 39 from 355 and 29 from the Tri-State. Slow Cermak to Lakeshore Drive through the roadwork. Outbound 28 to the Tri-State, 38 to 355 with delays Ashland to Cicero. All right, now in Chicago, 34 and overcast. Going to see some snow overnight, a low of 30. Winter weather advisory kicks in at around 1 a.m. and runs through Monday. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best— serving our customers, and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call. RB Hayward Company at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols, founder of IMC Solutions. We're a niche recruiting and staffing firm that specializes in placing human resources and sales professionals. We've created programs that are just right for your small to medium-sized business because we know that you're looking for expertise, but are also looking at the bottom line expenses to your company. You can take advantage of recruiting services that big companies get, but you don't have to pay the big fees. Our programs and solutions are affordable and bring you the people you need.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
If you did not purchase health insurance coverage during the 2017 open enrollment, I can help you purchase a PPO health insurance plan at any time during the year. This is Tom Maribali, your health insurance advocate and independent producer for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois and other health insurance carriers. If you are between the ages of 19 and 64, you are automatically paying for maternity coverage, whether you want the coverage or not. If you are a non-smoking 50-year-old male or female living in the city of Chicago, the monthly premium rate for a 100% tax-deductible health savings account PPO plan would be $590 per month. But I can show you how to eliminate the mandatory maternity benefit and lower your monthly premiums down to approximately $240 per month. To see if you qualify or for more information, call me, Tom Maribali, at 630-863-3477. That's 630-863-3477.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always get on my website, shalomklein.com. That's where you can download podcasts from the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And I'm thrilled to be joined here in studio by John Weber, the executive director of MBDA Capital. John, you have an impressive resume and career in banking, which led you to this role, which we'll talk about in a moment. Tell us a little bit about your experience and perhaps what you've learned and enjoyed along the way.
Thank you, Shalom. It's just a real pleasure to be here tonight. I really appreciate the energy in this room. Yes, so 33 years in banking. Probably shouldn't tell you the number of years, but that's true. As a commercial banker, I've learned a lot about companies and what it takes for them to obtain capital. So it's a perfect fit for this job. But I think the thing I love the most about it is really working with the clients.
Absolutely. And I know that that your firm, MBDA Capital, you work quite a bit with minority business owners, linking them, being a matchmaker of sorts with capital sources. Tell us a little bit about the different approach that you are able to employ now versus when you were in the more traditional and mainstream banking world.
That is a fantastically insightful question that you just asked. It's very interesting because one of the things you learn as a banker is that every bank has a box that they want things to fit into. What we find today, what is very liberating about this job for me today, is that we need to find capital for all types of businesses. So before, when I found something that wasn't in the box, I'd have to say thank you, but no thank you. Here, we can go to many other capital providers. I'm not limited by one.
Very, very interesting. So I know I've thrown around that term minority business owners. What does that mean? Who are minority business owners?
So minority business owners defined by the U.S. government as Black, Hispanic, Asian Indian, American Indian, and Hasidic Jews. And any one of those categories of ethnic people, if they own a business, 51% or more, we can work with them.
Interesting. So once again, we're chatting with John Weber, the executive director of the MBDA Capital Center. Tell us a little bit about the history of MBDA and the work that you've been doing. I believe preceded you.
Yes, it's a very good question. And a little bit of trivia. You may not know this, but the person who started the MBDA was Richard Nixon in 1969. And MBDA stands for the Minority Business Development Agency, which is part of the U.S. Department of Commerce. And they have done a fantastic job over the years of creating jobs, creating empowerment, and creating work and growth for minority-owned businesses.
Interesting. So very interesting shoes that you have to fill, and doing it incredibly fulfilling an incredibly important function, helping folks that might otherwise not have access to capital, and certainly that very, very specific focus that MBDA provides certainly is a tremendous resource to so many people. Let's talk about the type of capital that you're able to be a matchmaker for. On the low end, what is that? And on the high end, what is it?
Certainly. And it's very interesting you say that, because there's two sides to every story. And we like to believe that for the investor, there's a lot of companies out there that they have no access to or they're not aware of. And so what we're trying to do is raise the awareness of some companies that might be very attractive to some investors. On the low end, we really work with companies that pre-revenue stage. So angel capital, very seed capital type companies. And then on the high end, we're doing some very sophisticated things with large companies. I was just talking about a deal that if and when it's fully funded could be upwards of $750 million of investment.
Fascinating. And we're going to continue our discussion with John Weber, the executive director of MBDA, connecting, matchmaking, I love that term, matchmaking capital resources with minority owned businesses and minority business owners. Very interested to hear statistics. I believe there's a lot of data that's out there from the U.S. Census on this, as well as the process of what is involved. We're going to have to take a quick break. But, John, curious if you can share with us as we go to break one of your recent successes.
Sure thing. We're very new. We just received our grant a few months ago, and so we're essentially a startup right now. But we're working on several transactions today that are very close to coming to fruition, and there are a lot of different sizes. But, for example, one that we're working on today is a company that is in a small town, and it's the main employer in the town, and it's had some financial difficulties, but I have an owner that would like to buy that company, and the bank's ready to help him. And that would preserve about 30 or 40 jobs. So that would be a great success for us.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we'll be sure to, of course, make sure that our listeners know how to get a hold of you so they know how to connect you, be the matchmaker for you with folks that can benefit from the services of the MBDA. The Minority Business Development Agency. Fascinating trivia and history over there. The only federal agency dedicated to the growth and global competitiveness of U.S. minority-owned businesses. Fascinating. Once again, after this quick break, we'll talk some more about the statistics of minority business owners, as well as the process of how people can work with you, John. We'll be right back after this very quick break. You're listening to Get Down to Business. We'll return in a moment.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the WoodfieldNissan.com Traffic Center.
Taking a look at the roads, West Chicago accident at Route 59 and Brown. Bensonville construction continuing in the left lane, both directions of Route 83 between Foster and Mark. You're going to have full closures intermittently for 15 minutes at a time near Thorndale there, and between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. Over on the Edens, headed inbound and outbound, doing fine. Kennedy and from O'Hare at 24 minutes, 13 from the junction, jammed on that 190 extension as well. 10 minutes out to Montrose in the locals, 8 in the express, 27 total out to O'Hare, heavy through Harlem. Stevenson in from 355, 39 minutes, slow Cermak in. Outbound at 38, tight Ashland to Cicero. If you're heading to Midway, give yourself 15 minutes. 34 right now and overcast in Chicago, dropping to 30 overnight with a high chance of snow. Snow tomorrow as well, a high of 31. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Hi, Amy Jacobson here. You know, the best home improvement decision I ever made was to call CertaPro Painters. No joke. Last spring, their trained, talented painters magically reformed my porch. Property values actually went up. But now that winter is set in, let's get your interior painting done, and CertaPro Painters are the only ones to call. You know, CertaPro Painters is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year, and we invite you to experience the CertaPro difference. When they come into your home, they are so quiet they won't wake a baby, and guess what? The best part is they clean up after themselves. So with this new year, you should refresh and renew your living space. Book your interior painting project today for a free estimate. Call our good friends over there at Serta Pro at 1-800-GO-CERTA. That's Serta with a C. Or visit CertaPro.com. And we invite you to experience the Serta Pro difference. I'm glad I called them. Each Serta Pro painter's business is independently owned and operated. Serta Pro painters, we do painting, you do life.
Hey, Chicago, you're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. We are chatting with John Weber, the executive director of MBDA Capital. Very interesting history of over 45 years of service of being a strategic partner to U.S. minority-owned businesses. And John, during the break, you shared a very interesting statistic with me regarding the, I guess, the difference between minority-owned businesses and how they have thrived and succeeded versus non-minority-owned businesses. And again, I choose those words carefully. The glass is always half full, not half empty. But tell us that statistic that you just shared. Fascinating information.
Sure, sure. And I would invite our listeners to visit the MBDA website. The Washington, D.C. Put out some information recently, gathered from census tracked information, and the study was conducted to look at companies right around the 2012 timeframe that started minority-owned businesses versus regular businesses grew less than the other businesses, and it was firmly believed that the limiter to their growth was their access to capital, that they were restricted for various reasons from accessing capital. And so it is believed, you know, that capital is a real key aspect to growth of businesses.
That's fascinating information. And when somebody starts a business or somebody has been in business for a while and they're looking to grow, many business owners know to pick up the phone, call a banker. They might even know about the Small Business Administration. They might know about some of the funds that are available. Many business owners do not know about the work that you're doing and the work that somebody that they know might be eligible for access, at least access to capital through MBDA Capital. And I know that you are, as you said, relatively a startup over here. So let's talk about the process and what's involved, sort of a checklist of sorts of how people can get ready whether they're working with you or whether, frankly, they're working. I know you have an impressive resume in the banking world as well. How can they get their house in order? How can they prepare to talk to potential funders?
It's a very, very good question, and that's really how we spend most of our time. And I would say I'll give you our website. We're getting that up and running, but we will have a very detailed input form on the website that'll ask some of these questions. But candidly, most investors are interested in the numbers, and I know that that's probably cliche to, you know, everybody says that, but it's very true. So a lot of times you can talk about what your business does, but there are going to be some very specific questions that investors are going to want to ask. And one of the things that we're going to spend a lot of time with our clients is trying to help them be prepared to have those conversations.
Very, very interesting. So so absolutely being ready for those conversations is critical. Is there anybody that is a minority business owner that you think is the perfect profile to have a conversation with that you believe you can help?
Yes, I would say a very, very common occurrence is that you've got an entrepreneur that by bootstrapping and by working very hard has been able to create revenue and hire employees, and they're having success, but their head is what I would call down. They're focused on their businesses. They don't have time to really look up and consider the options. I think that's a perfect type of entrepreneur where they might be limited because they're so focused on the business, they're afraid if they take their eye off the ball, they're going to miss something. But what really needs to happen sometimes is that they need to take a look around and see what their options are.
Well, in just about a minute or two, we'll share all of your contact information for folks to that might want to get a hold of you to talk about their story and see are they eligible. But if they pick up the phone, they call you, they email you, they visit the website and they go through the process, what is the review process? Who's involved in looking at that application? And are they sensitive to those stories and to the to the to the to we all know that being a small business owner, being an entrepreneur, it is, I used this term a moment ago regarding something else with you, a labor of love. Are they sensitive to those messages, and what does that process look like?
Yeah, it's a very, very good question. I've got one employee now, and we're going to have a couple more joining us. And between the four of us, initially, we'll have probably well over, 70 years of experience of banking. And so one of the things that we are doing is we have what we call a capital committee that we sit down with any new client, and we're going to talk about it amongst ourselves. And bear in mind that we all understand the mission, and we all have a passion for this mission. So we do have that sensitivity to the fact that these businesses may not be ready for those conversations. And so what we want to try to do is find the quickest way and the best way for them to access capital. And that's part of what we're going to be talking about.
Fantastic. John Weber, so much good information, good advice, helpful resources for our listeners. I want to make sure the folks listening to the program and tuning in through the podcast on our website, shalomkline.com, can get a hold of you. What's the best way that they can reach you?
I would say the best way is to visit our website, mbdacapital, all one word, .com.
mbdacapital.com. And on that website, I know you're putting in quite a bit of forms and information for people to go through that process. But again, MBDA Capital, connecting minority businesses, minority-owned businesses with capital. So fantastic resources. I hope our listeners will take advantage of it. And of course, John, would welcome you to come back on the program to share some of those success stories as you have them.
Yes, and hopefully we'll have some very soon.
Fantastic. Well, coming up after the break, we're going to be sharing some more tips, advice, and information from our good friends at Tandem HR regarding business leadership. Is your business leading the way or trailing behind? We'll discuss that in just a few minutes. You're listening to the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. We are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, and we will be right back.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols. One of our startup technology clients needed to hire account executives to generate more business and get their product to market. As a young company, they didn't have the budget to hire an internal recruiting staff, so we presented our fixed cost solution where they utilized our internal recruiters as their offsite recruiting team. Clients benefit because we're using our resources and recruiting expertise to find top salespeople they need to hire. We give them guarantees that no other search firm does. Win-win for all.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
If I only had more leads, if I only had more prospects to sell to. Sound familiar? The Sales Prospecting Group is ready to help you take your business to the next level. The Sales Prospecting Group is a local Chicagoland company that has helped hundreds of companies nationwide to secure new business by getting them in the door. The Sales Prospecting Group will get you appointments with qualified prospects to help you grow your business. They don't use contract labor or offshore callers. Their in-house staff of business account executives are highly trained, professional, and effective. The Sales Prospecting Group will build a custom campaign specifically for your business. They know how to navigate complex corporate hierarchies to get to the right people and get you connected with them. The Sales Prospecting Group specializes exclusively on B2B sales. Call the Sales Prospecting Group now to learn how they could help your business grow in 2017. 630-701-9052. 630-701-9052. The Sales Prospecting Group. It's time to grow.
What a fantastic lineup of guests today. We learned about resumes and telling stories with Sheldon Helfgott of the Shell Right Group. He spoke with Holly from Blackstone regarding some fantastic and interesting data for International Women's Day on the differences between men and women and taking control of their financial future. And finally, John Weber of the MBDA Capital Center. Very interesting information on how minority-owned businesses can find access to capital. But now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. So the question that I asked right before the break is your business leading the way or trailing behind? And just over the past few weeks, Crain's Chicago Business published an article about McDonald's upcoming technology enhancements designed to increase traffic to their restaurants. Their new app, food delivery through Uber Eats and self-serve kiosks, are among numerous digital improvements designed to meet the needs of their customers. And while big conglomerates are regularly seen improving, upgrading, advancing the world of technology to increase their ability to compete and expand, do you feel that your smaller mid-sized business is actually keeping up? Are you leading the way in your industry when it comes to cutting-edge technology, or are you always lagging behind? Small or mid-sized businesses may have less resources when it comes to competing for technology, which is an expensive area of business. Not only are there hard costs associated with purchasing the technology itself, but there are costs associated with training the employees, implementation, and rollout to customers. So Tandem HR, our good friends, our solution center, they're a Chicago area PEO, professional employer organization. They regularly work with small and mid-sized companies in and around the Chicago area to offer the latest technological advancements when it comes to HR, human resources, and they are about a 125 employee company, and they understand the struggles of keeping up with technological advances that allow you to compete in the workplace. And that's why they offer partners robust technology to improve the HR process, culture, productivity, and ultimately increase the bottom line. Many companies with 15 to 100 employees may not find it financially feasible to purchase their own HRIS training and development, applicant tracking, and performance management systems, among others that would prove incredibly useful in managing and developing staff. But yet those same businesses experience similar personnel challenges to those found at large companies. So partnering with folks at Tandem HR and folks like Tandem HR can give you and your employees access to a full range of HR professionals' expertise, information, technology that allow you to stay engaged and create an exceptional workforce. So I would strongly encourage you, reach out to them at Tandem HR, visit their beautiful new website, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. You won't regret it, I promise. And as I've been sharing over the past few weeks regarding phone communication, I've always encouraged people to think of thoughtful, relevant questions. So when you have a call with somebody, don't ask questions that distract from the reason for your call. For example, and especially when you're calling someone you don't know, avoid inquiring about their health or the weather. Take the time to craft meaningful questions. Based on the reason for your call, ask questions that invite your prospects and customers to join you in a discussion about that subject. Help them and help yourself stay focused. Excellent questions are essential for inspiring and creating enjoyable, meaningful phone conversations. This allows your phone conversations to be productive and efficient, but also create value for your prospects and clients. And this is key to building strong relationships and loyalty. So the next time you pick up the phone, what will you ask? Hope you enjoyed today's program. Fantastic lineup of guests again regarding resumes, regarding storytelling, regarding women in business, financial investments, regarding access to capital for small and mid-sized businesses. We are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. Give them a call, 630-928-0510, and visit my website, shalomkline.com. That's where you can get a sneak peek of who's going to be on next week on the show, all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Fantastic lineup of guests last week. We've got a fantastic lineup of guests this upcoming week, and all of our hundreds of podcasts are available on their website, shalomkline.com. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday right here on AM 560 at 6 p.m.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance,